Why do you let the legalist or the mystic or the ascetic get in your face and start saying you don't have enough and you don't measure up and you start getting intimidated by spiritual bullies? You ever been there? Because I've been there. And I confess to you, one of my needs in life is more of a spirit of boldness. There's been a great amount of my time as a Christian where I have let spiritual bullies make me cowardly. Make me feel insecure about my walk with Christ because I wasn't doing it the way they did it. And the funny thing is, spiritual bullies can be anywhere in the spectrum. Theologically, from any kind of church. I have had people tell me I wasn't a good Christian because I didn't preach out of the King James Bible. And I've had people tell me I wasn't a good Christian because I didn't speak in tongues. I've had people tell me I wasn't a good Christian because I did do this and because I didn't give up that. And the list is as long as that wall is tall. Of the different people who've said, if you were really spiritual, and then they fill in the blank. Some left of me theologically, some right of me theologically, some, I don't know where they are theologically. But they all bullied me. And what's worse, I let them. What Paul is saying, folks, is stop letting them judge you. Now, I can't keep you from judging me. That's not what he means. What he means is stop letting their judgment intimidate you. Are you holding on to Christ? Are you trying to walk by the power of the Holy Spirit? Then stop letting spiritual bullies make you feel less than God says you are. I will be the first to admit I'm not all God still wants me to become, but I'll tell you this. I've surrendered my life to Christ, and I am more than I used to be. I've sold out to Christ. I try to listen to the Holy Spirit. And I don't need more than Jesus to be what God wants me to become. What I need is to let Jesus have more of me.